Part 8, The Breastplate of Righteousness. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6:14. We have just learned the breastplate of the soldier depends on the belt to hold it firmly in place. Should you loosen the belt, the breastplate will be ineffective in battle. Righteousness is simply being in right standing with God, obeying and doing His statutes and commandments. This is a progressive path in relationship with our Lord. We can only do as much as He has revealed to us to be in right standing. Children are only responsible for how much they have been taught and whether they obey it or not. If they willfully disobey, they are not in a right standing position with their parents. They cannot get all the guidance and blessings otherwise available to them until they correct the situation at hand. God demands respect. Rejecting His instruction loosens our armor and allows access for continued attacks at our vital organs, especially the heart. There are great benefits for ones that obey. 1 Samuel 15:22 tells us, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." And Psalms 103:2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." The Psalms also tell us, "For such as He blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Psalms 37:22-25. The breastplate covers all the vital organs, especially the heart, which is usually the determining organ of life and death. The scriptures we earlier referred to in Ezekiel 36:26 states God takes away the stony heart out of our flesh and gives us a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26, "And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." Our thoughts enter the mind where we decide what is truth. The thoughts we see as truth are seeds that then enter the heart and get planted in good soil. We needed a new heart, as the old one was all crusted over where nothing could grow on its hard, stony surface. Mark 4:15-17 tell us, "And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately are offended." The heart's surface was saturated with weeds and thorns that have been growing there for a long time. And Mark 4:18-19, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." The deceitfulness of riches is a great part of Satan's master deception. Many judge whether they have favor with God or not by their monetary blessings. Many times this has absolutely nothing to do with God. It is simply man being tricked into the lust of many worldly things, sometimes believing it is God's plan to do good with it. This may be possible, but we need to search deep within ourselves for the real motive behind all that we do. It may be a pretense, keeping us blind to what God really has planned for us. God will always answer with the ever-present, living Word. This is nothing less than the Holy Spirit of God Himself anointing your thoughts, which is then confirmed by anointing the written word to you. Hosea 10:12 tells us, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you." The good seeds we plant in our hearts are God's words. He has promises in His word for everything needed on our earthly journey and shows us the meaning of full salvation. By accessing the mind of Christ, He anoints your mind with what is needed for the present-day battle. By believing in your mind and confirming His answer through the anchor of the written word, glorious seeds will drop into the good ground of your heart. These seeds need to be protected against predators attempting to destroy them before they take root. Guard them with the breastplate of righteousness. As mentioned earlier, the breastplate covers the heart. Many times men's hearts fail from fear. Although we are discussing the spiritual heart, enough fear can actually cause the natural heart to fail as well. Luke 21, verse 26, men's hearts are failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Fear is the opposite of faith. One cancels out the other. However, just because we get blindsided by allowing doubt to sneak past our breastplate and enter into God's garden, our heart, that does not always mean the crop has been killed and the battle is lost. Many times, tightening the belt of truth and drawing the breastplate up to protect the heart can turn things around. The weeds of doubt which sprouted up can then be cast out and the heart can again be fortified with the pure word of God. Mark 4, verse 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. When I was pastoring a church many years ago, we would regularly have the sick and infirm come forward for prayer. The elders of the church would anoint them with oil and pray for their healing. Many supernatural results followed. The following is a true testimony. A certain man and his wife came to me with a strange request. Our church location backed up to several thousand acres of farmland. This family was responsible for planting cucumbers and bringing them to harvest. We had quite a dry spell that year, and the cucumbers, being small and delicate, contracted a terminal disease. They brought in experts for evaluation and all agreed with the same terminal diagnosis. The baby cucumbers were much smaller than they should have been and were shriveling up. The man and wife were desperate as they and many other families depended on this crop for their livelihood. In the natural, they were left with no hope and stood to lose everything. It has been said when we run out of the natural, it is time for the supernatural to take over. During our conversation, I could tell they were drawing strength from the scripture in James about anointing with oil to save the sick. James 5, 14 and 15 tells us, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. They had their North Star, the anchor of the written word. This was the only thing they could count on to turn the situation from death to life. The wife believed God told her to have the elders of the church pray and anoint the thousands of acres of dying cucumbers with oil to save their farm. No matter how strange it sounded, she was adamant that she heard from Christ in the present tense on how to win the battle. No one could have persuaded her any different, and I would not deny her this strange request to anoint these cucumbers with oil. She immediately brought 5-gallon containers of oil, which completely filled a flatbed farm truck, and we headed toward the growing fields. We prayed over the oil and then began the all-day task of anointing and praying over each section of rows throughout the entire farm. I can remember how happy they were, walking in victory, knowing the positive outcome before we even returned from the fields. For her present-day battle, her faith ignited when the living word landed on the written word in the scripture in James 5. She knew she had the victory. No diagnosis or deception from the experts of a terminal disease or any other inspired voices from Satan could derail her faith. Less than 24 hours later, the cucumbers began to perk up and the shriveling was less noticeable. Inside of 2 weeks, they were completely normal. She brought the experts back to run some more tests. They did not understand how this terminal disease could just disappear. These anointed cucumbers grew larger than any others from previous years, and they ended up with a bumper crop. All this because they accessed the mind of Christ for the present-day battle. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. What he did for this family, he will do for yours. There are many voices in our day that cast doubt on God's promises, which have begun to grow in our new hearts of flesh. A natural breastplate has no power over the deception of the enemy. To stand victorious, we must have this spiritual breastplate of righteousness held tightly against the heart by the belt of truth. This righteousness is the present-day Christ, anointing our minds with His. Therefore, we choose His thoughts that drop into our heart. We must never let the deceptive lies of Satan invade our hearts, causing our hearts to fear and dwarfing or even killing our priceless planting of His Word. This takes a supernatural present-day God watching over the hearts of the ones He loved and died for. Our breastplate of righteousness protecting our heart is a person, the great I Am. Our Lord is intervening today, not just in the past. 1 Corinthians 1, 29-31, that no flesh should glory in His presence, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.